It's time again to find out what Ed has said.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of What Ed Has Said with me, your host, as per usual, Eddie. And today we have a very off-the-cuff sort of episode. No preparation, no script, none of that, really. It's just everything that is off the top of my head. Because I feel like there's a lot of stuff to talk about right now. And I really don't think that I have to tell you about that. I think you know. But for those of you who somehow don't know, the biggest topic of conversation as of right now is the COVID-19 virus, otherwise known as the coronavirus. And I think it would be an understatement to say that everybody was just a little bit concerned about it. Yesterday, me and my father, went out on the road because he was a bit skeptical about the whole scare, you know. He didn't think it was that bad. You know, on the news you hear stories about how there's no toilet paper, no hand sanitizer, no disinfectant, no water at grocery stores. Like, for example, you know, where people go to buy things in bulk, like Costco and things like that, Walmart, Albertsons, wherever, there's nothing. It's been cleaned out. And my father was a bit skeptical because, you know, that's the kind of person he is. He likes to question things before he, you know, considers them to be true. And so we went to a Costco, the biggest Costco in our area. It took us about 25 minutes to drive all the way up there. On the freeway, of course. And we get there, and we don't really see a whole panic. Sure, there's plenty of people there, but, you know, nobody's rushing to do anything. Now, we got there at around 2:30. So my guess was that, you know, by now everything had already been cleaned out. And that's what I told him. And he kind of agreed. He said, yeah, most likely. But let's check it out. We walk in, and the people outside of the Costco, the ones who greet you, offer to wipe down the handles of the cart that we had. Which is different. Obviously, they wouldn't have done that 3 months ago when none of this was going on, but, you know. We walk in, and everything seems to be more or less normal. And so my dad's already kind of getting this sort of, what's the word for it? Reassurance. It's, you know, his skepticism is being more or less verified, I think. I don't think that's the right word, but bear with me. But then, of course, we start looking for toilet paper and all that kind of stuff, and we find nothing. Zilch. Nada. Not a thing. Of course, because people already took all of that stuff in preparation. And so my dad, absolutely dumbfounded, it's like, no way. No way. Like, people really are panicking. And now, us reasonable types have to panic too, because they're just gonna take everything, leave nothing for us. And it's kind of like a domino effect, it's kind of paradoxical. See, a rational person doesn't see a need to, you know, go out and about and panic and try to get all this stuff. but he never counts on the fact that there are a whole lot of irrational people who will go and just take all the stuff out of the shelves, and now the rational person has to be the one who's panicking because everybody's taking away everything, leaving nothing for him. The virus, it can be a little bit frightening. Nobody wants to get sick. Nobody wants to be quarantined. Nobody wants to be, how do you say, outcasted. School shut down. As of recording this episode, I should probably be in fifth period, my graphic design class. But obviously I'm not, because school shut down for the entire week, and plus we have spring break, which is another 2 weeks, so that's 3 weeks off. Of course, I'm still going to have to work on academic things. Nobody wants to be left behind. So it's not really much of a vacation anyway. It's kind of a double-edged sword. And I'm sure that you're all experiencing the same things, because let's face it, it's not like I'm Mr. Worldwide with like an audience all over the world. No, you guys are local kids who go to the same school as I do. Sometimes maybe I get the odd, you know, person who lives about an hour or two away who's listening, and that's cool and all, but even then you're still being affected by all of this. I don't know. To me, this whole thing, I feel, personally, I'm expecting it to blow over soon. I don't think it's gonna last the entire year, much less the entire 2 months. I hope it doesn't. I really sincerely hope it doesn't. But I really don't think it'll really last too long. I think it will blow over. And then we'll have to wait for the next you know, the next scare. 2020 has been nothing but, man, it you know, you understand. You get it. It's been crazy all year round, and we're barely at the beginning of the year. We're on the third month, and we've already heard all this stuff. Give us a break. For once, give us a break. I mean, come on. And when I say break, I don't mean the one that we're on right now. I mean, like, you know, let our conscience rest a little bit. Anyway, it's kind of funny. It's kind of funny. In other news, I'm trying to think of something else to talk about because, you know, you've already heard everything there is to be said about this virus from somebody else, I imagine. Jeez. I don't know, I'm drawing a blank here. As of recording this episode, it is 11:30 in the morning, Monday, March, I think, 16th, 2020. I don't know when you're listening to this. I'm sure I'm gonna be able to release this after I'm finished recording it, but I don't know. Let's talk about birthdays. Everybody's birthday seems to be coming up this month. I've already been to one birthday party, and there's two other people whose birthdays are gonna come up, and then after that there's April, and I already know someone whose birthday is in April, and then after April there's May, and my birthday's in May, the 3rd. That's right, I'm a Taurus. I don't know what that says about me, but I'm pretty sure you horoscope fanatics will probably, you know, draw up some conclusions or something. I never was one to believe in that kind of stuff, you know, I've always been a skeptic. Now and then I read about, you know, my horoscope and, you know, what's gonna happen, predictions, whatever, mostly because I'm curious, but usually I'm left thinking, that's ridiculous, that's so stupid. I don't mean to insult people who honestly take it seriously. Please believe me, it's not in my nature to believe in that kind of stuff. I'm spiritual. I can be spiritual. I do find myself praying from time to time, but, you know, with that kind of stuff, it just, I don't know. It's very interesting. It really is, especially when you read about someone else's horoscope and you read the description and all this personality type business, and then you're left thinking, yeah, that's them to a T. I don't know. I think you are more than your horoscope. I think you're more than that, you know. Who you are is completely up to you, really. I don't think that everything is set in stone before you're even, you know, able to talk. I really don't think so. Who you are is a product of your environment around you, who you know, who's raised you, who you've been around, who you grew up with, where you grew up with, how you grew up. All of that just kind of factors into, you know, who you will be. I'm sure you could probably make it into some sort of complicated equation. Maybe like a BuzzFeed quiz, but like more sophisticated, but you know, what's the point, right? What's the point? You can never really judge a book by its cover. And then again, horoscopes are interesting. They do make, you know, some things interesting. They're like, ooh, check it out, something's gonna happen today. Someone's gonna confess their love to you. Wow, look out for that. Of course, it's always very disappointing when nothing like that happens. That reminds me of a time when I was younger, and I went to a Chinese restaurant, and I got a fortune cookie, as is the custom, and I opened it, and I read, "You will find the love of your life soon." I was 7 years old. I was not going to find the love of my life anytime soon, but I was intrigued. I was very intrigued. Even then, I think I was really skeptical about that. I was like, I don't know. I really don't think so. I don't know any fine girls that go to my school. I don't think I'd like to meet her just now. I don't know. It's weird. It's really weird, I think. Trying to predict the future, trying to predict what kind of people are. You can't make those kind of predictions, you know, that's part of life's mysteries, not never knowing what's going to happen, never knowing what to expect. As soon as you try to predict all those things, you kind of get rid of that. It's kind of ruined, in a way. For example, I don't know when I'm going to meet my soulmate. I might have already met her, I might meet her 15 years from now, and you never know, you never know. I might meet her tomorrow. Actually, you know, maybe not tomorrow because we're still kind of quarantined in our own homes, right? I don't know how I'm gonna last locked up in here with my family. I mean, I've always been an introvert. I've always been a shut-in, but I've always had school to keep me out of the house. I've always had other obligations, and now all of those obligations are being canceled. And now the only option that I have is to be stuck here, in my own home. Which, you know, it's not that bad, but I'm really gonna miss you guys, sincerely. We'll keep in touch, obviously, there's always social media, internet, Instagram, whatever, I'll send you a meme, but I will miss seeing you guys, talking to you guys face to face, laughing with you guys. I will miss that. I really hope this blows over soon, because you guys mean a lot to me, and, you know, I hope I mean a lot to you, maybe I don't, whatever, maybe it's completely one-sided, but hopefully, this will end soon. Remember, stay safe, stay healthy, be very, very careful with what you touch, and when you touch your face and whatever, you know, be very careful. And good luck with everything. I hope you have a wonderful day. And that is all for this episode. Thank you for, you know, sticking around. I know I can be really, really redundant at times. I know I can be really boring, but I don't know. I guess I'm sorry. I don't know. All right, goodbye.